We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Satan, the cursed one, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Islamic Republic of Iran, Universal Network of Saha TV. You're watching us live from holy city of Qom with our program called Open Talk. Before I introduce you to the subject of today's program, I would like to read you a verse of Quran, which is the verse of 25th verse of Surah Hadid or Ayn. Then you will find out what is the subject of our program. The Quran, we have sent here, the Quran is saying, we have sent our messengers with explanation and sent the book and the balance down along with them, so that mankind may conduct themselves with all fairness. We have sent iron down laden with grime violence as well as benefits for mankind, so that God may know who supports him and his messenger, even though unseen. God is a strong, powerful. So, as you know, in this program we are going to talk about fairness and justice. In this program we have invited some guests and expert, and also experts from other places, other countries. At the first part of the program, we have Zahra from Albania, and the expert, she's studying in Jamatul Zahra. She's doing Islamic studying in Jamatul Zahra. And then we have Dr. Qasim Muhammadi, an Islamic expert who's going to answer your question. My brother Abbas is also here with us to introduce you the websites and the ways that you can contact us.
All praises to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, peace and blessing be upon the messenger, his household and companions. Dear viewers, first I should thank you for your nice comments and emails. Your comments can help us to have better programs in the future. You can also join us on internet. You can go on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Our webpage is Open Talk Sahar TV. You can go there. You can post your comments. You can raise your questions, and our experts are here to answer your questions. You can also get in touch with us on the phone. You can call us during the program. You can join us in discussions, and our phone lines are subtitled during the program. I'll be back with you. Now I send you back to my dear sister Fatima.
Thank you, Brother Abbas. Our dear viewers, so you know now how to contact us during the 50 minutes program we have with you on air from Holy City of Qom. And with today's subject, which is justice and fairness and anti-oppression. We have Zahra here from Albania. She is our guest today to tell us her experiences about fairness and justice. Assalamu alaikum, Zahra.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you very much for joining us in this program.
It's my pleasure.
So, sister, we in this program we're talking about justice. As a first question, I would like to ask you, what do you think about justice? What is justice in your opinion?
Justice, for my opinion, is to be fair. Or to be equal. For example, if you have justice, you are fair for what it is, for reality. So you look the reality what the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you are fair to what it is, and you don't change the things, and you don't lie, and you are right.
Okay. Have you ever experienced any like injustice to you, done to you or your friends?
Done to me, yeah. I have. I live in one country that is really, we say that we are 97% Muslims, but we are Muslim with name. Most of them, they are Muslim with name. So even the our president, he says his name is Muslim also. He says that I am Muslim, but when it comes to leave girls with hijab to schools or them to be more active in another activities, he doesn't let them.
That's
so
true.
For example, in my experience, I had when I was 14 till from 12 years old I wear hijab. Mm-hmm. When I became 14, I wanted to go to high school.
Yeah.
Then for 4 years I had hijab. Then when I became 14, I wanted to go high school, and they told me that it's not supposed high school girl to go with hijab. But I was with hijab, and I was going school.
And that's a Muslim country.
Yeah, it changed from city to city, the laws. Mm-hmm. So then I had to change the country. From 14 years till 18, I studied in another country, just to go to school. And in another country, it was Iranian college that I can go with hijab. Mm-hmm. But nowhere, you know, is a little. They say in university you can go, but before your university you cannot put hijab. That's they true. Leave. For them is more easy to leave someone else mm-hmm. than to have. Also, there was also another from small. When I was small, I used to play tennis. So when I became with hijab, I was so successful in accept another girls. You know, like. From another's, I have or every time I win the game.
Yeah.
It was big tennis, yeah. So when it come to go girls to go out of the country to go around Europe to have challenges around Europe, they didn't write my name in the list just because I was with hijab. But I continued tennis.
Yeah. That's very good. You know, here that you know they're discriminating and doing.
Yeah, they don't do equality. They say that justice is equal to be equal, but they don't do equality.
Yep. Brother
Abbas. Yes, thank you, dear guest. Here I have a question. Do you think that it is just to treat people because of race, color, and religion? Don't you think it's a kind of discrimination that one group is superior to another just because of race,
of
colors?
Of course, because sometimes someone that is with color can be more successful, or someone that is Muslim can be more successful than another. You have to look people the way they are, not the way they look like.
What do you think it originates from? Because, you know, it's a discrimination. You know, somebody's better, for example, for a job. It's more qualified, but they prefer another person to come. So this is a discrimination, and treating people, you know, unfair and unjust.
There are.
Why are they doing that? Do you like, know what is it originates actually from?
The world today is materialism. Everyone looks about, goes after money, goes after wealth, after position. So they look now, for example, me, or they look family members. For example, if my brother is in big position, I also can get big position.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else is more qualified than me, but I get that position because I'm someone's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, I give money, I have wealth, I give money, I get university.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else knows more than me, has all tens, you know, mark 10, or all good marks. But when it comes, I give money, I get the place to study. The
That's
one
true.
That is more maybe poor, but she studies all day long, in the end, she doesn't get university. This is justice. Justice, me, for myself, I live also in Iran a little.
Mm-hmm.
I lived, and I see that only in Iran is more justice than everywhere else.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Yep.
Don't you think that in a just world we can have more developments and more progress, and we can be more successful and have a prosperous society?
Of course.
There is justice.
Of course, because if we put someone that has qualities. To have that work, they don't look family member, they don't look richness, if they don't look these two, they don't look materialism. So in the end, of course, that is that more quality that has more abilities to have that work, that one, that man or woman, he gets the work, so he will be more successful and the company will have more success.
I mean everybody attains his or her own rights, and nobody faces injustice in the country, in the world.
They have also, everyone has their rights, but the rights right now, they don't look a lot. They, for example, freedom or anything else. They say we have freedom,
But you mean we don't have this justice at the moment in the world?
For example, it's different that what you think and what you have, what is real. For example, we think that we have our rights, but what we have, we don't have. In reality, we don't have. Because if you leave someone that is more not proper for that place, more not proper for to go to school, she's, for example, someone else is more bad, looking bad more than me, and she has right to go to school, I don't have right to go to school. This is not, for example, my right is nowhere. They don't look for my right, for example.
They don't look
okay,
for
let's,
my right.
Okay, let's go
or someone else. But is
I know it's going to continue, so it's better just to stop it here. We go for a short break, our dear viewers, and we will come back with Zahra with our subject of justice and anti-oppression. Stay with us. Welcome back, our dear viewers. You're watching us live from Holy City of Qom with our program called Open Talk, and the subject of today, which is justice and anti-oppression, we have a very dear guest, Zahra from Albania, who is studying in Jamatul Zahra, joined us today in our program, and we are talking about justice. So, we talked about your experience and what do you think about justice. But here is another question. What would you do if you see injustice? What would be your reaction?
When injustice came to me, like they did injustice to me, I was small, 14, 15. For me, it was small age to do something, I asked for help from another Muslims. But they didn't, they didn't really help me. They told, now on, you just, sit quiet, maybe something will be in future. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't even do something for that thing. I wanted to do, I would do, yes. I would go against the justice, but there wasn't any ambient that I can.
But what if there is the unjust?
If there is, I wanted to, for example, go government and tell them that before I was in another city, I had a job, I went to school. When I changed the city, I couldn't went to school. This from city to city, the laws changed. Because that city that I was before, it was more religious. So they couldn't say, because all Muslims will go, will do protests or something else. But when I changed, that capital city that when I went, it was more, modern and anything else. And they could, because I didn't have someone else to help me, they could do this to me. But for myself, I would, and now on, I will. Inshallah, by the help of God, I will.
Do you
even with protests, even with to wake minds of people, to make awake.
But one question, do you think is being just is easy? Being a just person?
It's so difficult because you kill yourself inside. You cannot do, you want to do, but you cannot.
Yeah. When, especially when it's something in your favor and, it's unjust to another person, that is very tempting, Brother Abbas. It's very tempting it's okay, it's not that bad, maybe that person is not very qualified but when it's, you see it in the street, it's done to you, it's very hard on you. Brother Abbas, do you have anything?
Here I have a question related to your question. Let me ask you about retributive justice. I mean, someone treats you badly. Would you like to treat him or her the same as yourself? I mean, tit for tat. Or just you try to be just, even to your enemy?
Every one in this world, when they feel or they it has been to that person, upon that person it has been injustice, that person will feel bad in that moment, and he will want to regard that, to reward that thing, to go against that person, to do same
to
what
revenge,
to take revenge. To do same what I did, what he did to me, what she did to me. But sometimes you cannot, even if they do to you, you cannot. But me myself, for someone that did something bad to me, and firstly I would speak to that person. I will understand why, what happened, like what.
Compromise.
Yes, compromise. Then to tell him that, him or her, to tell that it's not good to do like this. Even if she doesn't understand, I will see. If she is more weak than me, I would never revenge that.
If she
is more weak than me. Okay. If, for example, even in mind.
But if he did something, like he or she did something really terrible to you, but he's a weak person, because he did it because he was not you know, at your level. He was jealous of you.
Yeah. I don't know. Till now it didn't happen, like this case, for example, yeah, with someone, like people. I had more with government and with more with law. Mm-hmm. What is law in my country? But for another, I mostly prefer to forget.
Mm-hmm. You mainly forgive
with goodness
people than
and
taking
with
revenge.
Goodness, yeah. And with goodness, I want to take revenge. With goodness. To make them feel that, hey, I did to this girl something bad, and in that time he or she will come and save me, forgive me, say to me forgive.
That is more powerful,
yeah, with
than
good.
Punishing.
Even Peygamber Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he did like this.
Okay, yeah, like when they it was a story of a the horse, somebody said he whacked me, like
yes,
and he said I didn't know that I did that, so
even
do
for
it,
example,
do this
yeah,
to me.
Even for example, someone from Sham, Ahmed to Hazrat Hassan alayhi salam, Ahmed there, he came there and he started to speak about Imam Ali very so badly. Mm-hmm. He is so bad Khalifa, because that time they know him like Khalifa. So he's so bad Khalifa, like this, because Muawiyah said like that. So Imam Hassan, in the end, he said, you came from Sham. This man of Sham, he didn't know that he's his son, son of Ali. He said, Imam Hassan said, come to my house, I will give you bread, food, I will give you to sit, to sleep,
yeah,
I will
yeah,
I will make you to stay. Then in the end, when this man understand that he is son of Ali, mm-hmm, and he said, how is this is so strange, you are really, you know, like from a family of Prophet. Mm-hmm. So in that time he accepted like Imam, you know, like he became.
It's been so much unjust done to them.
Yeah.
And Imam
and he,
Ali especially.
He made with goodness. He became with goodness. Come to my house. If we was in that time, hey, how can you speak to my father like this? It's we will get
you
angry.
You don't know him, how can you talk about him like this?
We will get angry and
that's
maybe we will also beat or something. I don't know.
Okay. Our dear viewers, you can contact us also by the numbers, which is subtitled during the program. You can call us if you don't have access to internet. You can contact us through the numbers and share with us your ideas, question or comment. Brother Abbas, do you have anything?
I can give our webpage. Our webpage is Open Talk Sahar TV. You can go again. You can go on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can go there. You can post your comments and you can raise your questions. Even you can upload your videos. And as my dear sister Fatima said, you can get in touch with us on the phone. Our phone lines are subtitled during the program. You can call us and you can join us in discussions. I'll be back. Now I send you back to my dear sister Fatima again.
Thank you, Abbas. It's time to say goodbye to our guests because I just saw that our expert arrived, and we go with Brother Qasim Mohammadi, the expert of Islamic studies. But thank you very much, Zahra, for joining us in this program. I hope we have you. We have something, problem. Sorry. I don't know, I do not get it. Some problem which is going on, maybe they are not ready for the break yet.
I can ask a question.
Oh, you have a question?
Yes, here okay. I have a question.
As the last question,
yes,
because I think
as the last question,
prepared.
What do you think about justice in families? Do you think that children should be treated unfairly in a family? I mean, boys and girls?
There is, for example, especially in my country, if the son comes to the house or they get a very... very happy, they do some like festival, maybe they go to restaurants, they all get together. It's good to get together, but you know, only for son.
Just
when
for
it comes
son,
yeah, when it comes for girl, they do also for her a little like fast or something, but
you mean
more little. But in Muslim families is more very very more comfortable, something more comfortable, more good, you know, like because girl is also same like boy, treated like boy, and also maybe girl is more comfortable in that family than boy, because every time father and mother give more rights to girl than to boy, because they know girl's nature, the laws of Islam, everything, even to boy. Even the boy is so treated so good, you know. But
Prophet Muhammad,
the tradition is more for boys.
More for boys.
The Prophet Muhammad said that, I just remembered here, that the girls bring blessing and the boys brings sustenance. I suppose if it's like this, that's why it's like the man, the boys in the house are treated a little bit differently, that when later they go in the society, they can like stand on their own feet and, you know, be more powerful,
and
maybe.
Sorry, we see just our Holy Prophet just had one daughter, yes?
Yeah.
And from that daughter, we had 12 imams.
Okay. My friend, they were preparing a video clip for our dear viewers. That's why we delayed a little bit the break. So, one more time, thank you, Zahra, for joining us. For more questions we asked you. And I hope you also join us in the further program we have. Thank you very much. Our dear viewers, we will see this video clip and then we will come back with our experts. Stay with us.
Racist graffiti scrawled on your house would be bad enough, but imagine someone throwing a pig's head through your window in the middle of the night. Both happened to a Muslim family in County Durham, in an area not normally known for racial tension. Police say they need to find out who did it. Jerry Jackson reports.
A quiet, neat cul-de-sac in Shotton Colliery. It's a family's new home. They hadn't properly moved in yet, and now he doesn't know if they can face living here. The father of four was alone in the house when a loud crash awoke him at 2 a.m.
It's glass all over, and one thing is make me, you know, really frightening, the pig's head, you know, inside the sitting room, middle of the room.
Details of the attack, which happened a month ago, have only just been made public. But no sooner was the broken window replaced than vile, racist graffiti was daubed along his outside wall. It's completely out of character for this area.
Well, this is by no means what you'd call a run-down area. I've seen no graffiti around here, no boarded-up homes. The victim of this attack says he hasn't heard of anything like this in all the time he's lived here, and he has no idea why anybody would want to target him.
My family's away, so they're looking forward to moving in this house, and, you know, it's all sudden this happened, and the children is really frightening now, and I am too as well, you know. For last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, couldn't get sleep since that happened, you know.
To the police, throwing a pig's head through a Muslim family's window is another level of hate crime.
a pig's head. Someone's gone to trouble to get that pig's head. I know that someone out there knows who's done this or who's responsible, and I'm appealing to people to look at their conscience, examine their conscience, and give us that information.
Jerry Jackson, BBC Look North, Shotton Colliery in County Durham.
Our dear viewers, this is the expert time. Brother Qasim Mohammadi, an expert of Islamic studies, is here with us to talk about justice and anti-oppression. But before that, Brother Abbas wanted to read us something.
Yes, thank you. Justice will be pleasant when people have their rights in full, and there will be progress and developments in civilizations and in countries if there is abundance of justice, equality, and attainment of rights. Justice can bring worldwide prosperity, and injustice can have horrible consequences. Because of that, today we're going to talk about justice and injustice. Now I send you back to my dear sister Fatemeh and our guests.
Thank you very much, Abbas, for passing it on to me. As I said, this program is live from Holy City of Qom, and you see the ways that you can contact us in this program and ask a question, make your comment, or tell us what do you think about the program. So here we are with Brother Qasim, Doctor, actually I should call you, Qasim Mohammadi, expert in Islamic studies. Thank you very much for joining us in this program.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so we're talking about justice, you know, and our guest, also we asked her some personal question which she faced in her country, in the West, and what she can do. But for the first question, I would like to ask you, what do you think about justice in general?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. First of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave me this opportunity to be here with you and with respected viewers. About justice and what justice means, I have to go a little bit deeper, and I would start from the, you know, some preliminaries. Mm-hmm. What should we talk about justice? I think this is a missing question here. What should we talk about justice? Is it important at all to talk about justice or not? And why should we talk about this, you know, issue, and how important this issue is?
Yeah, that's actually very important, you know, because we just like talking about justice, but why
we do not know how important this topic is. First of all, you have to keep in mind that, you know, we as human beings, we have to talk about ethics and ethical issues, mm-hmm. amongst them justice. And why is that? Because we are human beings and we all have desires, okay, and interests, and we all want to satisfy these desires. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, these desires get to the way of each other. Okay, so if I want to fulfill my desires or satisfy my desire, it would, for example, be in the way of your desires or the other person's desires. And many times we can see some quarrels between some people who are trying to satisfy their desires.
Yeah.
So we, as human beings, we have to sit, you know, somewhere and think about some principles upon which we can decide, okay, for example, whose desires comes first, for example, mm-hmm. in this situation or in these certain circumstances, and whose desires cannot be or does not have a privilege in, for example, in a certain situation. So these principles are called ethics, okay, mm-hmm. or ethical principles.
Yes, that's true.
So we are talking about justice, or as a general topic, about ethical issues or ethical principles, not because we are Muslims, mm-hmm. not because we are monotheists, but because we are human beings. So being a human being is the best reason to discuss ethical issues. So this is on the one hand. And on the other hand, justice is not just one of the, you know, one of the ethical issues. Justice, as scholars say, is the root of all virtues and all other ethical principles.
Yes,
That's true. Yeah. So whatever you think or whatever virtue you think of, it goes back to justice. And I will talk about this a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And it refers to the meaning of justice. And so I think this is quite rational to talk about this important issue about justice. And I think the importance of this issue is so clear now.
I'm interrupting here because I asked the same question then that we're talking about justice and how important it is. But is it easy to be just?
It is not easy to be just, and I will tell you why. But before that, because the respected viewers might not have any idea of what justice is, or in what scale we're talking about, in which scale we're talking about justice. Mm-hmm. I just give a definition of justice, and then I down the road I will get to that question as well. So what is justice? Justice is, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, or other scholars, even non-Muslim scholars, have defined it, is to put everything in its own place. To put everything in its own place, or for everything to be put in its own place. This is justice.
Yeah.
Or in other words, to make a sort of balance between everything, okay? Or to make balance in a certain issue or a certain relationship or a certain object even. And this is, this is a very quick definition of justice. So this is justice. And actually, for your question to be answered, I would say it is so hard to put everything in its own balance and its own place. First of all, you have to know what state is the balanced state of that object or that that relationship or that interaction that you might have. You want to make it just interaction, but you have to know first of all and before everything that what that state is, or which state is that state. So this is the first one. So we have to be so knowledgeable about how just a state is. This is the first one. And the second one is the practice. Yeah. How can you practice justice? Then this is, I think, is more difficult than the first one, of course. So altogether, with these two premises, I would say that it is not easy to be just. But it's worth it to be just, and we all know this.
Do you say like it's worth it to be just? But what if you're a just person, but the other people around you, they are not just, and they do they oppress you? Is it still? Do you think it's easy to be just in that time?
This is exactly what I'm saying. What I say is this is when you have to find your balance. In that relationship you might have with the other person, the other people that might not treat you the way that you treat them, this is when it becomes a little harder. So you have to think about that balance. How should you be balanced to not, encourage him or her to become more harsh on you or to become more insulting on you, and on the other hand, you treat him in a fair way. This is when it becomes a little hard. So I think that would be enough for.
But it's very, sorry to interrupt you again, but it's very difficult when if something is in your favor, which you like taking benefit out of it, you find an excuse. I should say it. You persuade yourself that, here you don't need to be just, or it's just to be, this matter is done like this. This is the most difficult part about it, because of people are what you call it, in a way that their own benefits are in it. Mm-hmm. That's why they cannot be just in some point. So the question was that, what was my question?
You are unjust just because of your own benefits.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it was this, sorry.
I think this was the question, and maybe, as I said, this is when it becomes much more harder to be a just person. So, this is when, justice shows itself. So if you say, just you claim or you assert that I'm a just person, and without being tolerant, toward the ones who act unjustly in front of you or before you, I think it does not count.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be ready for, to be just when it's hard to be just, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is when it shows itself, justice shows itself.
Yep, sorry, we have our dear viewers, we have the chairman of Islamic Human Rights Commission from London who joined us on the phone. Hello, Dr. Masoud Shajari, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. Thank you very much for joining us in this program. So you're a Islamic Human Rights a chairman of Islamic Human Rights in London, is that true?
Yes, correct. Yes, and it's my pleasure to be with you.
So in this program, like our expert Qasim Mohammadi said, we have to be just. It's just the only reason, because we are a human beings. That's the reason. It doesn't go to any like religion, culture, or anything. So what do you think, as a chairman of Human Rights, what do you think about the justice and oppression?
Well, I think if you ask anyone in the world that do you want to live in a just society, or do you want to live in a society which is a rule of jungle, everybody will say that they want to live in a just society, because the just society will flourish much better. It actually serves its people better, and indeed the balances and things are in place. I think there's two aspects. Either people looking at the worldly sort of benefit of living in a just society.
Yes.
Or indeed some might look into sort of beyond that, and indeed from a spiritual commitment, as a Muslims or as other faiths, believing that they are commanded to be just to one another. And to be just, you need to sort of undergo your short-term or perceived self-interest. And also you need to remove prejudices and other isms away from your mind. And then
yes,
you
exactly.
could sort of begin to start being just towards yourself and towards others. And from Muslim and Islamic perspective, we've been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be witness against ourselves, against our relatives, against those who are rich or who are poor, for the concept of truth and justice. And
mm-hmm.
And from that point of view, is our interest,
mm-hmm.
not just interest in this world, but our interest in hereafter, to actually uphold those values.
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult to be justful. It is difficult to be truthful if you don't understand the benefit of it, are both worldly and hereafter. I think from that point of view, any society that concentrates on educating its people and on those bases, that what benefits bring to the society, and indeed spiritually hereafter, then it will be very difficult to just leave people on their own to sort of behave in the just way.
Sorry to interrupt you here. We say people who are religious, like any religion, whether they're Muslim, Jews, or Christian, because of the fear they have from God, that they might be punished in a hereafter, They're treating people justly. They're trying to be, which is we're talking about it, which is very difficult to be just. But how about people like atheists? What do they think? Other people, like from other religion, which like believe in reincarnation. What do you think from the like human rights perspective, away from religion?
First of all, I don't think it's just the fear of what will happen to them, but it's actually they see the value of humanity, and they see everyone else as they create, like themselves, creatures of Almighty God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore, they cannot sort of transgress. And then, you know, they also look at the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're actually hoping by being a better person, they will be rewarded. It's not just fear. But, you know, within the secular sort of concept, and this is what I was saying, we need to, you know, we need to educate people, and indeed that is being done in many societies, that to live in a just society is much more beneficial than to live in a jungle, somewhere that the rule of jungle there is. Because, you know, we might be powerful, but then our children will not be powerful, they will be abused,
yes.
There will be other members of family. We ourselves could become, less powerful as becoming old age and so forth. So the benefit is to create a society that actually brings some sort of balance and brings justice and fairness. And I think everybody agrees on that. And so, you know, yes, indeed, for those who are spiritual, there is a hereafter dimension. But for those who are not spiritual, there is, in this one, they only recognize this world. Even for them, there is these benefits. And societies need to educate on those both bases, their civil society, to understand that the value of that, and therefore move forward to creating a better and just society for all.
But don't you think that the society, like the government, for example, are taking part, having a big part in unjust treatments and like discrimination, which is itself a big unjust thing done to the people?
Well, yes. I mean, the governments do it, the people do it. I mean, unless you create a culture of promoting justice, and you know, some people argue it needs to be done from the top down, i.e., governments coming down, and some people argue that it should be from bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that if you don't have a culture with an understanding as a society as a whole, that this is essential for living a better life, and indeed having a better hereafter life.
Yeah.
If you don't understand that, if people have not been educated in that, those concepts, and indeed they don't accept and own those concepts, then it will be difficult to implement justice by just having rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be a cultural change, and then people need to be educated constantly, you know, on those bases.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, those societies who have invested in those procedures and those concepts have been more just than those who haven't.
Okay. Sorry, Dr. Shajar, unfortunately we don't have much time, but thank you very much for joining us in this program and for the words you made here in this here for us. We will continue with you for the next program, inshallah. Thank you very much, and we'll send you the question which our viewers might ask, will ask us on Facebook or email. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Dr. Masood Shajar, and one more time, a chairman of Islamic Human Rights Commission from London, who contact him in this program. Sorry, but I don't know how much time we have. Okay, 3 minutes we have till the end of the program. I'm sorry, we didn't get to talk much, but we will continue this subject. So, as like 3 minutes, we have time. What do you think? Because
if we go into the types of the justice, it will take long. But as a human being, what is just this question? What is our responsibility to be just and fair?
If you let me, I want to recap this. Actually, we have not talked a lot, but
I know.
What we talked about, I want to recap it in the following way. That, you know, to be just, to be a just person, and to implement justice in our life, what is important is that, you know, the interactions that we have in our life, the interaction that a person might have with himself, the interaction he or she might have with others being, you know, family, be boss in work environment, be, for example, children, or be any other person. And the third interaction that a person might have is the interaction that one can have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we try to, you know, to focus on the meaning of justice, with regard to these interactions and these relationship we might have in our life, I think this would be so helpful for us, you know, to make that balance that I talked about, to put, you know, the relationship, or to shape those relationship and form those relationship in the appropriate way that it has to be. Okay, for example, if I'm, you know, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm trying to have this interaction and this relationship with this spiritual relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to think about this justice. Right. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves, you know, to receive justice, or to receive, for example, obedience and worship. Yeah. Or as to family.
We don't have much time.
Okay, so this is the rule. So I think we have to think about the issue of justice and question of justice in this way.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Qasim Mohammadi, for joining us. Inshallah, we will continue this subject next week, and next week it will be in Muharram. So we will talk about justice and fairness and anti-oppression and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Our dear viewers, we will continue this one also on our page on Facebook. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you, Brother Abbas, for your comments and questions. Our dear viewers, I hope you enjoyed our today's program. Hopefully, we will continue the same subject for the next week. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.